Hello, this is Father Paul Moss. Welcome to the Invocation Podcast. This is the third podcast in the Invocation 2012 series. Invocation is an international discernment weekend retreat. Some people call it a festival, some people call it a retreat. Some people come because they are pretty sure that the Lord is calling them to be a religious sister or a religious brother or possibly a diocesan priest. Some come because they know what a fantastic weekend it is. They come with their friends, they want a good experience of prayer, of worship, of the opportunity for confession, of spending time with the Lord, and also to benefit from hearing from some fantastic speakers that we have. And the dates of this year's festival, just to remind you, are Friday the 6th to Sunday the 8th of July. Now, I'd like to introduce now the world-famous Catholic evangelist, Father Robert Barron, who many of you will know, I'm sure, from his inspiring homilies that are available, as with many other resources, from wordonfire.org.
Hello, this is Father Robert Barron. I'm the director of Word on Fire Catholic Ministries. Well, the vocation story really begins when I was about 14, and I was a freshman in high school. I was going to a Catholic high school, and I was a Catholic kid and went to Mass on Sunday, but I wasn't really all that involved in the church. And then one of our professors, a Dominican teacher, presented the five arguments for God's existence from Thomas Aquinas. And it was like a bell going off for me. It just seemed so persuasive and so reasonable to believe in God. I never had really thought about God that deeply. And as I say, it was like something just was stirred in me. And from that moment, I became fascinated with God and the things of God. And actually was going to the library, a local library, to find books of Thomas Aquinas. And I was barely able to understand what they were about, but I was just kind of compelled to read them. And so that interest grew and grew, and this intellectual fascination eventually became more of a fascination of the heart, you know. And I began to think, maybe I should give myself utterly to God. I should make God the real center of my life. Then that, I think, developed into priesthood, desire to be a priest. So I kind of thought my way into it. I came of age at a time in America when, you know, after the council, there's a great deal of confusion. Frankly, the religious instruction really wasn't that good. And it was this strange, as you would say, kind of a one-off event when I came to Thomas Aquinas that lit a fire in me, and which eventually led to, I think, to desire to be a priest. I've been a priest now for 26 years, and I must say, honestly, I've always found joy in the priesthood. There's never been a time when I thought, oh, I made the wrong decision, or, oh, I need to get out of this. I always felt a great deal of joy and life in the priesthood. And I think very early on, I got that sense, your life is not about you, and you realize that you're being used by God. And of course, when you're used by God, it's not like you're being used by a human being, like you're not being manipulated, you're being elevated. You know, like the burning bush, which is on fire but not consumed. I think when God takes possession of you, you're on fire, but you're not destroyed, you become enhanced and more radiant. And I've always felt that, I think, in the priesthood. I've always felt this wonderful sense of being, however unworthily, a vehicle of God's grace. And that's always given me a great deal of joy. I began in a parish. I was in a parish for 4 years and enjoyed it. I loved parish life. But I always loved the life of the mind and studies. And soon enough, the seminary came to me and said, would you like to, you know, go for a doctorate? So I did that. I went to the Institut Catholique in Paris. Spent 3 years and got my doctorate in theology, then came back to teach. And so most of my priesthood has been teaching in the seminary, but then more broadly going out around the country and then eventually around the world to give talks and lectures and retreats. And I found great, great joy in that, you know, to share what I've taken in through books and through studies with people. And to bring out, I would say, the spiritual dimension of theology or the theological dimension of spirituality. I've always tried to read those two things together. And then that led eventually to the work in evangelization. Cardinal Francis George, my current archbishop, asked me a few years ago, as he put it, to jumpstart evangelization. So I've been doing that, working on evangelizing the culture over the past many years, using the new media, especially the internet. I've also just finished a major documentary, 10-part documentary about the Catholic faith. That took me all over the world to 16 countries. So that's been a very exciting, and you know, if you'd asked me 8 years ago, I never would have seen any of that on the radar screen, but there it happened because of Cardinal George's invitation.
So this is just to remind you that you can always go back and listen to the previous two podcasts in this series, those that featured Father Raniero Cantalamessa and Sister Catherine Holland. And don't forget to listen out for the final and fourth podcast in this series coming up soon. I'd like to really encourage you to book up for this year's festival. I really do think it's going to be the best festival we've had so far. So you can go and book online at www.invocation.org.uk. This year there'll be a special promotion. There'll be a free place for any youth leaders who bring a group of young people to Invocation. For more information about the Invocation Festival, please go to www.invocation.org.uk.